And then we bring you to 1978. You were appointed to the Supreme Court's District 3 seat by Governor David Boren. And then the rest became history as far as your serving on our state Supreme Court. You served as the court's Chief Justice in 91 and 92 and have been retained by the voters through 2006. Your current term ends 2012.
Right.
What about next election?
I'm 89. If I should retain my good physical and mental health and stay for the next 2 years as an active justice, which I would love to do, I don't think between us that I would want to extend that by seeking retention at 92. I would be 92.
Well, because of the story you've been telling us, you've been a strong advocate for First Amendment rights.
Yes.
Let me just take it out. I have it out here. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution. The amendment prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion, impeding the free exercise of religion. So I'm going to stop there. Just to kind of talk about that, and from your experience, why this is so important.
That is very important to me, and I enjoyed it in my native land. Poland had absolute freedom of religion. I learned that in my native Poland. Luckily for me, I never distinguished between Roman Catholics and Protestant. That was not a known distinction in Poland. You were Christian. And because Catholics in Poland were in such a vast majority among Christians, they never restricted, governmentally or the people, privately, the right of anyone to worship as they wanted to. That was implanted into my mind when I was a kid. Poland was different because during the Reformation and all the years following Reformation, the Catholics were always in the majority and they were always treated equally. Nobody feared Protestants because they were like any other Christians. The first Protestant seminary in Europe was sanctioned by the King of Poland in 15th century. In 15th century, and the Baptists established their first seminary in Europe in Poland.
So with the invasion and the Germans there, your right to free exercise of religion was taken away.
Right.
First Amendment goes on infringing on the freedom of speech. Talk about that.
That was also alive, but not as well in pre-World War II Poland as it is in the U.S. There frequently would be morning papers delivered to my father's house with huge blanks in it. And those were articles seized by the Polish censor and removed from the issue of the morning. And I never liked that. I thought government censorship of newspaper should not be allowed. So I was dedicated to complete freedom of speech all my life.
And freedom of the press. So
and
that's the next.
Freedom of the press, because the freedom of the press does not belong to the press. It is the freedom they exercise for the public. It doesn't belong to them. They exercise that and are entitled to exercise for the benefit of the public to know.
Right was given to them that they exercise.
So they call that right in trust for the public.
And then the First Amendment goes on prohibiting, interfering with the right to peaceably assemble. That was taken away from you as well.
Exactly. Very important right to speak against the government peaceably, orderly, and with due deference to public safety.
And then it finishes by prohibiting the petitioning for a governmental redress of grievances, our court system and all. And that was also removed. And here you become a judge on a very important point of the First Amendment.
Yes.
That you saw was taken away from your native Poland.
Exactly. You're speaking for me. That is why I'm so dedicated to the freedoms of the First Amendment.